This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss everything we know about the new Miss Piggy movie, Meghan Trainor performing live at the Grove's water fountain, Joe Exotic streaming Hilary Duff in prison, and a spoiler-filled review of Bugonia. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, you.
Good evening, good afternoon, happy time zone, wherever you are.
Happy time zone. Hey, did we discuss falling back?
No, but you know, what's there to say? I know you already hate it. We know you already hate it.
Actually, you know, I'm big on Pacific Standard Time versus Pacific Daylight Time. We're actually in the good part of the year right now where everybody who says PST or EST, they're correct right now. They're correct.
So if I were to say PT right now.
That works too. I'm always all about just drop the middle letter.
I always just say PT.
Yeah, PTET. That's what you should be doing. If you're saying PST when you're scheduling meetings at work, that's only correct between November and March.
Okay.
So only like 5 months of the year.
Okay.
If you're saying it between March and November, it should be PDT. And the people need to know.
Well, why don't you make a little rhyme for it or something that we can remember it by instead of just like
a mnemonic
device? Yes. Do something.
I mean, do something productive
with your beautiful brain.
Listen, I'll think about it. I am just coming off of my very hot TikTok about flicked versus flipped off.
Oh, I chimed in.
You are so in the minority, as you should be.
That's okay. You know what? My lived experience is my own truth. And so when I say I flicked you off, I mean it. If I flip you off, girl, that's me flipping with my cousins.
On the trampoline?
If I flip you off, yes. If I flip you off, consider it trampoline time.
Could you do a flip on a trampoline? Did you guys have a trampoline?
Hell no. There was a family down the street that had one. And I recently ran into them, the parents of that family at a wedding. And they were like, do you remember you used to jump on our trampoline? I was like, I had no recollection of them, but I was like, wow.
That was your trampoline.
That was you. And you really almost got sued so many times. Probably like the don't let stranger children jump on your trampoline. Hello. As
Somebody
a child
did.
Jumping on your trampoline, thank you. But as an adult, no child that I don't know is jumping on my trampoline. I don't want to pay for
it. Well, our family rule was no jumping on the trampoline without parents home. And the one time we did it, this kid from the cross country team broke his arm.
Well, there you have it. But
no
also
jumping
okay,
on the trampoline.
So what's the parent going to do if they're home? What's the difference? Just a quicker ride to the
hospital, mama, to the ER. Have you tried to run to the hospital with a broken arm?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, then. Okay, so the correct answer is flipped you off and you're jumping on a trampoline.
So, okay, so the people were saying flipped?
The majority of the people really said flipped. I thought it was going to be more 50-50. Baby, it's like 98-2.
There was nobody saying, it's actually called this with a random thing from like Rhode Island.
No, but you and Jasmine were both team flicked.
And there you have it. You know, we are in sync. We get each other. There's a reason.
Speaking of slang and TikToks.
Sure.
I saw a TikTok the other day and my mind was blown. It was like you. It was like a street interview or TikTok. You know the type. They're out and about talking to people out coming out of the bars. This guy was saying, "What's a green flag for a girlfriend asking these two lads, British lads?"
Okay.
And you know what he said?
What?
He said, "Green flag if she sucks my Corey."
Oh, well, now what the hell is that?
Apparently, Corey is slang for dick in British.
No, well, you know what?
I googled it. I couldn't believe.
And how do they spell it?
Well, that's the thing. So Urban Dictionary or whatever, whoever these Google results are showing nowadays, it had it spelled like four different ways.
Okay. With a Q, like a Corey?
Nah, with a Q. Nah, with a Q.
With a C? With a Corey?
With a I? You want Corey? Me to Google it again? I'm sure it's probably still in my browser history.
Okay.
Can you believe? I mean, my Corey.
I've never heard it. I've never been asked to suck somebody's Corey. I've never asked somebody, may I suck your Corey? It doesn't roll off my tongue. But, well, you know. And nobody's brought it up to you. That
never.
Nobody.
I
slobbed on Corey's Corey.
The trouble is, I saw that TikTok and I, of course, commented. But then I also posted that TikTok of me asking people flicked or flipped. So my comments or notifications on TikTok have really gotten buried. So if somebody replied to my question on the Corey TikTok, it's going to take me some time to find it.
Okay.
But I was baffled. Hello, British listeners. Can you message us and let us know?
Yes. Chime in. Also tell us flicked or flipped. Yes. Yes.
Hey, can you believe
what?
Jonathan Bailey, the first gay, sexiest man alive.
Openly gay. Certainly, if I were to go back in time and look at all the list of all the sexiest men alive, there's got to be some closeted faguettes up in there.
Do you think they finally got it right one year?
Do I think he's the sexiest man alive? No. Do I think he's very, very sexy and he's alive and he's a man? Yes. Do I think any man will be considered sexiest alive and be right? I don't know.
Why don't they do sexiest dead? Sexiest man dead.
Sexiest new daddy. Oh, we could. I mean, we could do it.
Sounds like a Psychobabble Awards category to me, honey.
Yeah, I'm going back in time. We have a lot of white boys of the year, I guess. So like John Krasinski, Patrick Dempsey, Chris Evans, Paul
Adam
Rudd,
Levine, Blake Shelton, Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
Okay, they had a couple years where they took some time off from white people. Michael B. Jordan, John Legend, Idris Elba. And then they really did something nasty in 2017. Maybe it was a brain hole type of year. Blake Shelton.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson in 2016. David Beckham, Chris Hemsworth, Adam Levine, Channing Tatum,
yes.
Bradley Cooper. Ryan Reynolds, Johnny Depp, Hugh Jackman. Oh, so
Hugh Jackman, you say.
So that's crazy because you know what? If they're really running with first gay sexiest man alive. That's interesting to me as a person.
That's interesting. You're right. That is interesting
to me.
Do you think aliens have like a sexiest alien alive in their planet?
Yes, and I'm holding out. I am still hoping to win some year, and I hope that they allow our people to compete.
You've been what, 25 under 25?
What? 25 under gays? 25 what? 25
gays.
Gays.
Existing gays?
You know, I was in 30 under
out
30
100?
For Forbes. I was in the out 100. I was in the
All right.
I was in the sexiest people alive.
By age, by gay.
By age, not by gay.
By gay. No. I thought by gay.
No, it was just like, here's our sexiest people for every age up for this year.
Up until old.
And I was the representative for something like 26 or something.
Damn.
Yeah, well, you know, get into it.
Sexiest alien alive. It could happen to you.
Yes. I think Jonathan Bailey is sexy. And you know what? This is not a win for the gays. This is a win for the short kings. Let's call a spade a spade.
How tall is he?
Jonathan Bailey, he's giving 5'6". I don't know how tall he is, but...
This says 5'11".
Oh, honey. Oh, honey. You know, a lot of things say a lot of things. A lot of things say a lot of things. If you Google how tall I am, it says 5'5". So
a
lot of things say a lot of things. I'm not 5'5". I'm at least 5'6" or 7". I don't know.
Jonathan Bailey's only a year older than you.
Okay. And?
Yes. Yes. Now, remember, it's been a while since we recorded, but remember when I texted you and I found out that Carly Rae Jepsen's husband has the exact same birthday as me?
Yes, that was very exciting text to get. I was actually like, I was freaked out by how cool of news that was.
Yes, thank you. Well, I learned that Carly Rae Jepsen was pregnant, so I Googled, is Carly Rae Jepsen married? And it said yes. So then I Googled, who is Carly Rae Jepsen's husband? And then it told me. And then I Googled, how old is Carly Rae Jepsen's husband? And it said, we have the exact same birthday.
That's crazy. Good morning.
I can't wait to tell her someday.
Okay. that she's going to be gagged and gooped, mama. I just know it.
I'm just going to... What if I just start commenting it on all of her Instagram posts?
You
that
could.
That might be fun.
You could. I would give it a like. Everyone else, please help.
Congrats on your baby. Did you know me and your husband have the exact same birthday?
I feel like that's a fun comment. That's unique. It's personal. It's
giving, hey, Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray.
A little bit. You know who's up in Carly Rae Jepsen's nachos?
Who?
Well, it's like she took Carly Rae Jepsen's nachos that were a little bit old and microwaved them for half the amount of time they were supposed to be microwaved for, or I don't even know. They're a little bit reheated, but not.
Are you trying to drag Hillary Duff?
Yes. The new Hillary Duff single sounds like a Carly Rae Jepsen E-side. Sorry.
It might be.
And that's okay. And you know what? I think part of my problem is that I don't have the sense of nostalgia. And so people that are gagging on Hillary Duff's latest Eleganza, it's like, oh, well, they grew up with her. They're, you know, they were in that Even Stevens gig or whatever she was up to, you know.
She wasn't that Even Stevens.
And I just wasn't there. I just wasn't there. And it's okay. So like I don't have the like nostalgia to enhance the project for me.
I don't know. You know, I just didn't like the chorus.
And let me actually take it all back, because you know what? This is an artist continuing to create art, and she's happy that she's putting something out into the universe and it's resonating with her fans. So that's wonderful. With all that said, it's a little bit Carly Rae Jepsen's nachos reheated on the wrong temperature. So that's the that on that.
Very Leo of you with your Scorpio touch.
Well, I also did see that, you know, it may not be for me, but apparently it's gone viral in prison. Did you hear?
No.
The new Hillary Duff is being played in prison. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
is this like when the Coast Guard played Toxic by Britney to scare off pirates?
No, I don't. That doesn't ring. That actually kind of maybe does ring a bell. No. So Hillary Duff posted on her little Instagram or whatever about the new song, and top comment from Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic reporting live from prison. He said, all the guys in here are listening to it.
No.
Yes.
Tiger King?
Yes. Verified account, verified Instagram account. And
how's he posting?
That's a great pregunta. you know, is it kind of like the library where you can kind of get like, you know, an hour on the computer?
No, you know, all our psycho jailbirds, they have to message us once they get out of prison.
Mm. Well, you know, there's something about a captive audience is that what that would be?
Yeah.
Captured, captive? Are they they're held captive. They're a little bit they're an audience with nowhere to flee to from the art, you know.
Got it.
And good for Hillary. You know what? The Venn diagram of Psychobabble listeners and Hillary Duff fans is closing in on each other. The circles are closing in on each other with this new news.
Now that I do know. You got anything on your bullet list or should I take another?
I have like 20 things, but nothing's that
nothing that was a clean segue to the next.
And nothing is you know what? We could dip our feet into this next topic. Speaking of dipping our feet into this next topic, you know who was dipping their feet into the fountain at the Grove?
Who?
Meghan Trainor.
What? You saw that with your own eyes? Is her new music video there?
No, I'm looking at a picture of her in the fountain at the Grove. Rick Caruso, who you may recall, tried to become, you know, involved in politics. He owns the Grove.
Grove owner.
Rick Caruso, owner of the Grove, tweeted, "Meghan Trainor is the only person in history of the Grove to perform in the fountain, with pictures attached of her in the fountain, and she looks cold."
Was the water running?
No, the fountain is not spraying. Or well, maybe yes. The fountain is. It's giving, you know, what's that? The fountain in, maybe we were in France and we had to run to the water where the fountain was blasting up into the, you know, into the sky.
Yes.
Girl, hello. Well, it's kind of doing that. She's wearing some type of a Galinda looking mini skirt dress with a, you know, a little peplum type of moment next to her.
It's giving Zoe girl of the 21st century.
She's doing it. Yes. And you know, everyone wishes they could do that, but only she. She's the first and only person in history of the Grove. So what are you gonna do?
I'm happy for her.
You'll never be her.
I'm happy. Why is the dog included in the photo?
Why'd you find the picture? So you found the picture of her next, the next one?
Yes.
What, does she look a little cold?
She's certainly in the water there.
Yep.
I can't believe why didn't we get to perform in the Fountain of the Grove? It's right in front of the Cheesecake Factory.
There's still time. There's still time. And honestly, all it takes is a leap of faith. I could be the second.
Could you believe she was dipping her pigs into that water?
Yes. Is that a segue? Dipping pigs in the water. It's kind of giving.
Since you bring up pigs.
Pigs in the water. Dipping your pigs in the water like a baptism.
Well, speaking of pigs, you hear about the Miss Piggy movie coming?
Oh, yes. It felt like a fever dream reading that headline. It was one word after another. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Miss Piggy movie written by Cola Scola. Coming soon.
Produced by Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence. It feels too good to be true. It feels like it's in good hands. Oh my God, we need to talk about Emma Stone. Oh my God, we need to talk about Begonia.
Okay.
We're gonna save it for the end because I want to talk spoilers. So if you haven't seen Begonia, go see Begonia.
It's been a few weeks. They've had the time,
and we are gonna get into it in less than 12 minutes. So you have time. Okay. Back to the Miss Piggy movie. What do we want to see from Miss Piggy? Miss Piggy is a
glamour.
A cultural icon. what haven't we seen her do yet? You know, like, what's on the frontier for her? Is she repeating the classics, or is she doing something new?
I always like when they involve Muppets with the real people.
Well, yeah, that's the point. What do you mean?
I was like when the Muppets interact with humans.
Okay. I like when a movie gets remade all with Muppets except one human.
Name it.
Christmas Carol.
Muppets Christmas Carol?
Yes.
Who was the human?
Some very serious old man actor. I forget.
Oh, guess Muppet, I didn't catch
Muppet
it.
Christmas Carol. Muppet Begonia.
I would watch a Muppet Begonia.
Yeah, well, hell yeah. Can you imagine? Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays sneak up fast, but it is not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often homemade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. And because they're made in small batches, the best finds can often sell out fast. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of the handmade products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice, and they've donated more than $3 million to date. I loved looking through Uncommon Goods website because, oh my God, y'all know I love salt and pepper shakers. I'm a little collector. And just with a little search, I found so many cute little salt and pepper shakers. So like, whatever it is your favorite person loves, you will find something that they will love. Trust me, just go look. So if you want to shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today, you can get 15% off your next gift if you go to uncommongoods.com/babbel. Again, that is uncommongoods.com/babbel for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer, Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much to Uncommon Goods for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. But as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code BABBLE, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code BABBLE at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Did you want to talk about movies? Nicolas Cage being attacked by bees on the set of the Jesus horror movie?
Jesus horror movie, Nicolas Cage, bees. Okay. Okay. I've sorted all of the facts. So
Nicolas Cage was swarmed by bees on the set of the Jesus horror movie.
Okay.
I think he is playing Jesus. Oh, okay. He plays Joseph.
Okay.
Joseph.
And I sided with the bees.
And Mary's being played by FKA Twigs.
Work. Okay. Speaking of my little twiglets, the twiglets dare betray mother.
What? Did they?
You know about that? When everyone was pissed at FK, when all her, of her fans
yes,
were
we've
pissed
talked
at her.
About
yes.
this.
Yeah,
well, your tickets got refunded.
Yeah, well, as a twiglet, I was betraying mother. Mm. So okay, I'm not done talking about Miss Piggy. I don't really care about the bees with Nicolas Cage and Jesus.
The bees.
Good for them, or I'm sorry that happened, whatever. What is Miss Piggy up to?
I want to see her.
Jesus Christ Superstar with Miss Piggy as Mother Mary, Kermit as Jesus.
I want to see a Muppets Housewives spinoff.
Oh. Oh.
Where all the Housewives iconic scenes are reenacted by Muppets and Miss Piggy gets to be the star in each.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if the Muppets have enough women characters, women Muppets. Do they? It's a
woman
pretty
Muppet.
It's pretty.
Is Miss Piggy a woman? Is Miss Piggy a woman pig?
Yes, I loved when Wendy Williams said to Miss Piggy, "Is it difficult outfitting a pig's body?" And Miss Piggy looked at Wendy Williams up and down. Very well, you tell me. Oh, speaking of Wendy Williams, did you see the good news?
No.
Well, apparently Wendy Williams does not have frontotemporal dementia. A neurologist has concluded.
Okay, great.
And that was what they were using to justify her restrictive guardianship for the past few years. Kind of terrifying that can just be claimed and they like took over this woman's life and took all of her assets and derailed her entire career just because they said that she had dementia.
Well, we've terrifying. Seen it happen before.
Terrifying. I don't like it. I'm not a fan personally. So I'm wondering what this is going to what this will mean for Wendy Williams and if she wants to return to TV or what have you.
Hey, speaking of TV.
Sure.
You watching Survivor this season?
Yes, but I missed last week's episode, but I watched this week's episode, so I had to piece the pieces together a little bit, but I think I'm here and around. Yes.
You missed last week's episode?
I'm going to watch it, but I was listening to This Might Get Weird, and they called this season of Survivor a snooze fest. I thought, oh,
I would agree. I would agree. I'm not enjoying the season of Survivor or The Amazing Race, frankly. However, there was something important I wanted to say about Survivor.
Okay.
There was a competition where people won a meal. They won a meal, so they're all sitting around eating. Did you see that?
I mean, that happens every week, but okay.
So Sage, you're familiar with Sage?
Sure.
Sage, who in the premiere episode said she had to pee off the back of the boat 3 times because she has a nervous bladder, and she said she collects blackheads in a jar.
Yes. That's how I remember her. Yeah.
She was eating the meal, and she said, "I got a fart."
No.
And just announced it to the group.
No. Well, okay, that's okay. As long as she didn't do it near the food.
She farted at the table.
No.
Or so we were shown. She took to Instagram and said, they dubbed that fart.
Movie magic.
She said she dropped an SBD.
Silent but deadly.
But deadly. She said they dubbed the fart.
Okay, can so she's believe? Claiming. So her problem is not whether or not she farted at the table or
she admitted to the fart, but she said it was not loud.
It wasn't even audible.
Do you think they've gone too far dubbing farts on Survivor, or not far enough?
I mean, you just can't believe anything you see in a reality TV competition. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen, they snipped pieces of audio from things we said during the race and put them in different parts of the race. So I know they'd be dubbing, but
well,
it's like,
but if you take fart.mp3 that you downloaded on the internet and you attach
my
it
question,
to my
Mama.
Name, no. It's not going to be okay
question.
With me. It's not going to be okay because that's the falsity.
Whose fart did they record?
Well, we don't even know if it was a real fart, because if they took a real fart, then is that would they have to, you know, give credit where credit is due?
Right.
Maybe this
right.
was an AI generated fart.
And did at a what cameraman, point
we, this is crossing a line.
Did a cameraman and an audio guy go around behind the bushes and fart into the microphone?
Plus, I find
where did the fart come from?
I would be scared to fart at the table for a multitude of reasons. People say on Survivor, you're having the craziest shits. You can't trust what's right, what's wrong, what's coming, what's going.
Well, baby, they say, I didn't know this until I started watching Survivor. They said coconut is a natural laxative.
Oh, honey.
And that's all they'd be eating out there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with Sage, because you know what? If she's brave and bold enough to admit the truth about collecting blackheads, about pissing off the boat, about needing to fart in the first place, she's telling the truth over and over again. Why would I doubt her recollection of her truth that she's already admitted to, announced at the table that she was going to do? You know, I stand with Sage, the farter.
I agree. I don't want nobody dubbing farts. I don't want someone farting in a microphone and attributing it to me.
Farting in a microphone. Give it auto tune.
This leads us into our next sponsor, a fart into the microphone.
No, this brings us to our next topic. Did you see trend alert? Trend alert. Trend alert. We have a new trend that chimpanzees are following. Now, did you know that chimpanzees follow trends?
I can't talk about monkeys after the Mississippi monkeys.
Why not? Why not?
Shot.
I don't care. These monkeys,
someone DM'd me after the Mississippi monkey story and said, how did you get our local news? Apparently she lives in the town where that happened.
And did she shoot the gun?
No. Okay, continue. What's this monkey trend?
Well, chimpanzees follow trends socially, okay? And there's a new trend that is emerging in Zambia, okay? These chimpanzees are taking blades of grass and decorating themselves with it.
How work, Diva.
Yes, they're not weaving them or anything like that. They're just sticking them in their ears and sometimes into their butts. They take blades. They take blades of grass and they stick them in their ears and in their butts. And it's their little social fashion moment.
Monkeys are so much smarter than us. All we do. Have you seen when the people put the blade of grass between their thumbs and they whistle it?
Yeah, I can do that, and I do.
Why aren't we putting it in our hair? Why aren't we putting it in our butt?
Well, some of us are. Some of us are. I'm too afraid to put anything near my butt that comes out of the earth because poison ivy, poison oak, you know, things of that nature. It's like I would be afraid to wipe with anything in the jungle.
Have you ever wiped with leaves?
No, and I'm scared. I'm scared.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't want to. And no, 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 no. Well, but I would stick some grass up my butt, I guess. I guess it's kind of like a little bit of like, so do they do... you don't know, but I wonder if it's like giving yourself a little rabbit bushel tail, you know, I wonder if that's what they're up to.
Are there picks?
No picks. Thank God. I don't know if I would feel comfortable. There are.
I mean, I don't want to see it up their butt, but I want to see it with it like in their hair. I want to see it. Is this like in the early 2000s when all the girls would go to the hair salon and get like a feather on their like tendril behind the ear. You remember that?
I do remember that. No, maybe. I mean, what are we but chimps, you know?
Yes. And
so we're going to see if it trickles down. Oh, you think this doesn't have anything to do with you?
You want to talk about begonia?
So you think these belts, what is the quote? I don't remember.
Cerulean.
Actually. Yes, thank you. Oh, you think you just came up with putting grass in your butt. You think this has nothing to do with you. When we've been putting grass in our chimp butts for years, ages. Yeah, I do want to talk about begonia. Yes,
okay,
I
let's
do.
Hear it.
Well, Corey texted me a week or two ago and said, "Well, I saw begonia. I think you'll love it."
And
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was a little slow at the beginning, but when it goes there, it goes there.
Yes, I thought. Okay, you know what? I enjoyed the pacing because it was accelerating, and I thought every actor in it was incredible. There's like two or three, four, five, maybe. And I really didn't know what was gonna happen. I was really mesmerized by Emma Stone's performance. I thought, damn, is she? Isn't she? Is she manipulating? Is she, what is going, I need to see it again now that I have seen the ending so that I can read all of everyone's choices, knowing, okay, so he's acting a certain way once he finds out she whatever, and she's acting a certain way when she finds out he whatever, you know what I mean? So like, for example, the dinner scene upstairs, like the context of knowing what we know at the end would probably make a lot of the subtle nuances of the conversation so interesting and different.
Well, Emma Stone's an alien.
Okay, spoiler!
You literally told people not to listen unless they wanted spoilers.
Okay, so
Emma Stone is Andromedon, and she loves Chapel Roan. Andromedons love Chapel Roan.
Oh yeah, she does sing Chapel Roan in it. I also was perplexed by the choice of the Jennifer Aniston masks. I thought, okay, I guess, sure. Were those Jennifer Aniston?
I can't remember. It's been too long.
When they were like hiding in the bush and they were running out to kidnap her. Oh, that scene was so upsetting, actually. I was like, I really did not like the idea of that. Like that it was, I found that disturbing.
It could happen to you.
Yeah. And
you got to be aware of your surroundings.
I mean, I do think, okay, does this enable the type of person who's a conspiracy theorist type of,
They're not seeing this film.
You don't think You don't think?
Nah. My thoughts was I was happy that it ended up being that she really was an alien. My qualms were when she went back to her planet. Did it intentionally look like a bad Saturday Night Live skit for the alien planet?
What do you mean? You didn't like their long hair, the background.
The background looked thrown together by Saturday Night Live for a skit.
Oh,
it looked cheap to me, and damn. I thought, is it supposed to look cheap? I didn't like their version of space. I didn't like their version of space.
Okay, well, it has nothing to do with you. It's the truth for them. Andromeda.
I can't believe I just shit all over Andromeda.
Well, you know, regardless, I thought it was inventive and creative and interesting, and it went in directions that I was like, oh, I hope it goes in that direction, and it went in that direction, and it was like, even up until her putting into the code into the calculator, I was like, is she just still buying time and bullshitting? Like, is she pushing a button under the desk to come get him taken? And it was like the payoff of the feeling of like, oh my god, it was all, I guess, yeah, him doing the experiments on the people in the extra room. I was like, oh, so what is going on? And I think she was given performance, because I was like, is she performing as a manipulative CEO that knows how to communicate, or like, you know, like how to because at the beginning when she has to do the diversity commercial and she can just turn it on in a second, it's like, oh, you can see right away that she has the ability to use her communication skills to get what she wants, or to maneuver her way through bad situations. So like, I was like, is that the whole point of this? Is that like, we have CEOs that are slimy who can just get away with whatever they want because they know how to get through the, you know, negotiation phase of anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I loved it.
It felt very original in a world where everything is a sequel and everything is a Marvel movie. I thought the cousin actor was incredible.
Mm-hmm. It did feel like it was a little bit of commentary on Luigi of it all. Like, somebody taking it into their own hands against a CEO who is exploiting the everyday person and the health, the healthcare type of situation, it all felt a little like it doesn't exist in a vacuum. All the people on set and all the people that have created the movie know about Luigi. So like, I don't know. It happened right now after that. You didn't think that?
Yeah, no, I just loved the movie.
Okay.
Go watch it. Sorry we spoiled it for you if you haven't seen it.
Anything else you need to discuss? Oh, the penny is done.
I heard the penny is over.
Rip. They minted the last penny. So what happens if they owe me 4 cents?
That's what everyone said. Are they rounding up or are they rounding down?
Girl, they're rounding down and I just know it.
Ugh, rip.
Girl, okay. Anything else that's on your list? I have 7 more things, but we don't have to.
No, we can wait till next week. Tune in. Same time, same place.
Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me playing Pokemon Go all weekend.
Oh my God, same. Can we do next week a little where we stand.
A brag sesh.
Yes, because I feel like I would like to go through our Pokédexes just a smidge and see where we are compared to each other. I know that you... I cannot believe... I feel like, Corey, you are somehow more into Pokémon Go than I am.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't compute in my head that could be the case, because you're just not that girl. Like, you like a lot of things, and that's great, but Pokemon feels like it's more my thing than your thing. And now here we are. Your Pokedex is more complete. You're more on... I ask you about, okay, which Pokemon of these two is more important to level
yes,
up?
Yes, I'm knowledgeable.
Since when are you the go-to Pokemon expert on the podcast?
I'm a Pokemaster.
It doesn't compute for me.
Yeah, well... Get into it.
Well, if you have any Grimmsnarl raids, get me in them, because, bitch, I need the Stardust. I'm perpetually at 400 Stardust.
I'm gonna do a guaranteed lucky shiny Grimmsnarl trade.
Ooh.
We're both trading each other shiny Grimmsnarls and making them lucky.
Do you have the shiny?
I do.
Wow.
Got it.
Wow. What are you using your silver bottle cap on?
Oh, my Zygarde.
Oh, you want to be me so bad.
Because I caught a Zygarde. Well, the original Zygarde I caught was 11-15-15.
Well,
so
fuck
baby,
you.
I just got to use, and it's already maxed out. So I just got to, it's already maxed.
Maxed even with CP?
XL candy? Yeah.
Wow. I've been using every XL candy I find. Or I mean, every XL rare candy I find on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that for 2 years.
Oh, I'm also, I am so deep in turning every Pokemon into a best buddy right now. It's like, oh my God, the amount of switching and swapping.
You're doing multiple switches a day. You're one of those.
I do 20 a day.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I do 20 a day and I get six hearts for all of them. And I switch to the next one. Six hearts.
Six?
Well, yeah. What do you mean?
You do the battling.
I pet it, I feed it, I screenshot it, I train it three times, and then I switch to the next one.
You know you can just enter the battle and leave the battle, right? I told you that.
Yes.
I thought about doing that, but I thought that's just too much work. I can't do that.
It's okay. I'm getting closer and closer. I just want to have 200 best buddies so that I can just finish that medal, you know?
Fair. How many do you have?
18.
Okay, I have 41. That makes me feel a little better.
Well, I'm about to pass you for sure because
if you're doing 20 a day.
If I'm tuned in, clocked in. So anyway.
All right.
All right, mama. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.